Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The only place in football where the offense is always on the field is on Moneyline. With the two best hosts in radio, Donnie Wrightside.
If anybody wasn't watching, listen, I don't know what you were doing.
And Kevin Walsh.
Forget act like you've been there before.
On the Sports Grid Radio Network, Sirius XM Channel 159.
Best of Everyday Now is officially underway. It's your boy Donnie Wrightside here on the Sports Grid Network, Sirius XM Channel 159, and so many other ways to watch out there, have some fun, check in, tune in, and do what you got to do. Live on Restream with Sports Grid On Demand. Also, make sure you're listening, Sirius XM Channel 159, and as well as our other applications, SportsGridRadio.com, and the best Sports Grid app in the business, sports app in the business, which is the Sports Grid app. Download it where apps are available. Big day today and a monster weekend. It's Mother's Day weekend, people. Make sure you're taking care of the mother of your children and your mother themselves. If your mother has passed on there, hey, you know what? Always have that remembrance there. Get those good times in. And of course, make sure you spend a lot of time with your loved ones this weekend. Certainly, I will be doing that as well. Hopefully, you are treating the mothers and the mothers of your children in kind this weekend. Let's get after it. Hitting some retweets out here to make sure we get the show as lively as possible. Thanks for the guys checking in the chat box already. Aaron Schoen, Darren Filippi. We got some action to get to today. Now, I did get a tweet yesterday that was asking some questions on, you know, what sort of statistics are you using and how do you get there and how do you look at those on Fangraphs? I'm going to get to that in just a moment. But sometimes I think to myself and say, how can you simply make yourself a better handicapper? Well, when you put in the time, and you trust your instincts, and you trust the numbers that make sense in whatever sport that you're looking at. Yeah, there are better ways to make educational decisions that can put more money in your pocket. But just being simple, I always like to say, like, invest in yourself. Like, I do most of my shows from home, which I have a home studio that's separate from the house for myself. Downstairs, it's my room here. And I've spent a lot of money configuring it over the years to make sure I have the best microphones, make sure I have the best lighting, the best cameras I can have, and the best access to information that I can get at my fingertip. Like, it's like, feels like a spaceship to me all of a sudden, right? Like, you see me do shows from in studio. I have one laptop. You try to manage. You do the best you can because the laptop should theoretically be enough. But when I'm at home, like if I have a return monitor, which I have one on a separate computer to my right, I also have a return monitor directly behind my camera that sits right in front of my face where I can see everything that's going on behind the scenes, the next topics that come up just to make my life easier. But also most importantly is the information that I have in front of me. I have a 49-inch widescreen computer monitor that I divvy up into three different screens. Get as many tabs up as possible that I can get the information at my fingertips as quick as possible. Now, the reason I bring this up is not because, oh, Donnie's on the air, that's what he needs. Understand this. Most people are just handicapping, whether it's on their phone or just a laptop. But some people also have like an office at home or, you know, the capabilities to have a widescreen computer screen, which can help you out, not just looking at the game itself or one application. Because when I talk about things like, let's open up Fangraphs and take a look at it. I've never heard of Fangraphs before. Well, if you heard the show, you hear me spitting out a lot of information. Most of that information does come directly from Fangraphs. And we're talking about, okay, who's actually going to have the high XFIP numbers, lefty and righty splits. And the one thing that you do know is if you're looking at, let's just say, a 17-inch computer screen that's on a laptop, you might have three tabs open. You have to cycle between those tabs, dot, dot, dot. Okay, this guy has this XFIP. How's he doing against this? How's he doing against this lineup? I can't stress this enough. And sometimes it's not really about money itself. Get yourself a widescreen computer. Or should I just say a widescreen monitor? Because you can have multiple easily accessible computer screens up. Like if we have, let's just say, 50 total inches, right? Divide that into three. What are you looking at? 17 or so inches per screen? That's big enough where you don't have to squint. You don't have to go crazy and you can see the information right up. The reason I bring this up is if you're looking at FanGraphs, and again, somebody asked me yesterday, Donnie, how do you look at some of those numbers or where you get those from? If you do go to FanGraphs, which again, it's an expansive site that's very easy on the eyes and hard on the eyes at the same time because of how much information they give back to you and every single statistic you want, it's there. But when you're looking for these splits of a pitcher, which I think are very important, there are ways to look at this. So you would hit the scores tab up top, and it gives you the drop-down box. Today, win probability, box scores, AL games, NL games. You then would hit the probable pitchers card, which then pops up the pitchers that are expected to pitch on this card today. And then you see another drop-down box, which is massive, right below it. Batting, pitching, fielding, player stats, team stats, league stats. I just look at the pitching stats for the players, which is the default that's on there right now. Make sure it pops up to a single season of 2025, and then you see the custom date range. You can go 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, 3 weeks, whatever you want. You can cycle it for yourself. Below there is the filter for the handness of the pitcher, as it states. All pitchers, you can go lefty and righty, or splits, which is important to me when you can break down lefty and righty splits with that tab. Now, I always put the default on minimum playing time, which is 5 innings pitched. Why? Because I don't want my timeline saying like, oh, Bryce Harper threw a third of an inning back in April. He still pops up and sort of like, you know, messes up the statistics in your eyes where you got to drop it down to 45 pitchers on that card when you know there's only 25 pitchers on that card. You get the feeling from me. But the reason I'm bringing this up here is not so much the handedness per player, but I can have one screen to my left, which shows me exactly the XFIP of each pitcher that'll be on the mound today who's expected to start. Today, there's 30 total pitchers that have at least 5 innings pitched that you can rate. And again, once we're now into the mid-months or months of May, as we head into mid-May, most of these pitchers between 15 to 16 innings all the way up to the mid to high 40s with the amount of innings. But again, I want that on my screen to get that visual so I can easily see the best pitcher on the card today, Tarek Skubal, at a 2.54 XFIP number. The worst pitcher on the card, Randy Vasquez, at 6.63. Nice, big, and bright. Now, the center part of my console right now on the screen would be the left-handed options for those said pitchers. So Tarek Skubal going up against left-handed batters. He's a lefty. He's also the best on the card at a 1.81 XFIP number. Then on the right side of my computer monitor. So again, I have it set up like three separate computer screens would be the right-handed pitching options. The reason I say this, again, just keep it simple and invest in yourself. If you want to be a better handicapper, sometimes it doesn't start with your knowledge. It just starts with your simple equipment. Like when I'm out, let's just say with the wife or driving around, I'm out at lunch or down the shore. If I just have my cell phone and I get a DM that goes, Donnie, what do you think about the Dodgers and the Braves game tonight? Well, you know as well as I do, if I'm on my phone, I can find that. But boy, is that tedious, right? And like 7-inch, you know, screen on a phone or 6-inch screen on a phone, trying to go through and find the options and flipping back and forth, that is a pain. So simplicity, people. Just find the equipment that's easy to use, and the best I can manage here would be a widescreen monitor to have multiple options on the screen so you don't have to flip back and forth and lose that information, and it's tedious. You don't want to go back and forth. You see it all in front of your face at all times. It's simple. Invest in yourself to be a better handicapper. It's that easy. It's not, hey, watch more game film. It's not find new statistics. Sometimes it's just about the equipment just to make it easy for you to concentrate on what makes the most sense. So yes, if you're talking about FanGraphs here, tons of information. I always like, again, just keep it simple. Go to the scores tab, which you'll see on FanGraphs, the drop-down box, which shows probable pitchers, and that's how you get the pitching statistics that you can make up in any form that you want. Length of time, right-handed hitters, left-handed hitters, there's a million things in that drop-down box that you can cycle through. There's not one perfect scenario or handicapping schedule that's going to bring that to you. Find what works for your eyes. Find what works for exactly the way you like to handicap and the statistics that you like. Trust me, It's a lot of trial and error for the past couple of years. But for me, like even with Fangraphs, like there are a couple other sites I use, but I'm always one as well to, it's not, give back is not the right word. But you, there's a free version of Fangraphs and a pay version. It's like $50 a year just to donate. I donate every single year. I believe it's every July they take $50 out. It's a great website. It helps me a lot. I love to support those people, and you should do the same. On the right side, it's a Friday, baby. Let's get the handicapping next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Rose is your name, but when you poop, it sure don't smell like roses. Your number two burns the hair in my nose. But we fought hand in paw. Now your poop don't stink at all. Now that the air is clear, I'll treasure your front and rear, my sweet rose.
Instantly neutralize poop stink with Poop Fighter from World's Best Cat Litter for the world's best cat.
Get that business out of the way, people. It's a Friday. It's a handicapping Friday right on the Sports Grid Network. Moneyline, you know it. It's your boy DRS. He's here. It's a solo mission. We get down to business, and it's a good card to fade. I didn't have any action yesterday in Major League Baseball that I put out late night. It's a shame because there were a couple games that really got some run support that we didn't bet on. But again, I'm not trying to force things, making sure you stick to your game program and getting after it here. I think we have some great, great options today. As I set up the card, we'll do it as usual. We'll take a look at some of the pitchers that we want to fade. There's a lot of good pitchers on the card, a lot of middle ground pitchers on the card, and a lot of really bad pitchers on the card. This is what we love. Limited games, usually sometimes on a Thursday and a Monday, per se, and Wednesdays. But on Fridays, we know everybody's cooking. Saturdays, everybody's cooking. Sunday as well. Let's take a look at some of those pitchers today with at least a 4.50 xFIP number between lefty and righty batters that we can really factor in to try to say, you know what? Is there a value here that we can try to find here on a team total and or just bad pitchers? So pitcher number one on the card today, 4.50 or higher. We'll write that down. That's Zach Littell, and that's of Tampa Bay. Second pitcher today on the card, that's Luis Castillo. All right, so write that down. And that is for Seattle, of course. Next pitcher up there, Chris Paddock from Minnesota. He's on that card here at a 5.20 xFIP. That's where the fives are starting out. Then we have Roki Sasaki. And, of course, that's for the Dodgers, 30 and a third innings pitched here, a 5.23 xFIP number. Bryce Wilson on the card today, 5.36 xFIP number, Chicago White Sox. Kyle Hendricks, Los Angeles Angels, 5.36 xFIP number. Mitchell Parker of Washington. 5.46 through 41 and a third innings pitched. Osvaldo Baido, Athletics, 36 and a third innings pitched, a 5.68 xFIP number. Eric Fetty, St. Louis Cardinals, 37 and two-thirds innings pitched. That's 5.69, and the worst pitcher on the card, which seems like every time he pops up, he is. xFIP-wise, that's Randy Vasquez of the San Diego Padres, 32 and two-thirds innings pitched, 32 and a third innings pitched. A 390 ERA, which is decent, 6.63 xFIP number. So if we look at the fives, like the four and a halves, as we say, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, the fives, which is pretty incredible for a single day to have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You have eight pitchers on the card today with an xFIP of five or higher. That's tremendous. And that includes both left-handed batters and right-handed batters. So it looks like we are going to get some target practice today, which is really exciting. Now let's take a look and sort of individualize, right? We'll take these pitchers next, as we always do, and line them up against left-handed batters. The starting point for the lefties for me, not necessarily the 4.5, I like to get a little bit juicier there and start with the fives. And let me tell you, people, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 pitchers today that are expected to start that have xFIPs of above 5 to left-handed batters. Like, I don't want to say it's a boom or bust day in Major League Baseball. This seems spectacular right now. So those pitchers that are over 5, Mitchell Parker of the Washington Nationals, which we just told you, has a total xFIP of 5.46. He's a left-handed pitcher, and he gets cracked by lefties. Can't wait to see what he actually does against right-handed batters at this point. Zach Littell, Tampa Bay, 5.10 against lefties. Bailey Falter, again, left-handed pitcher, a 5.12 xFIP against lefties. Patrick Corbin, a left-handed pitcher, a 5.16 xFIP. Bryce Elder, Atlanta, 5.40. Luis Castillo, Seattle, 5.53. Eric Fetty, St. Louis, which we just told you how bad of a pitcher he is, actually 29th out of 30 pitchers today. He's at a 5.75. Kyle Hendricks, Los Angeles Angels, 5.86. Roki Sasaki, Los Angeles Dodgers, 6.15 to lefties. Chris Paddock, Minnesota, 6.38. Bryce Wilson, Chicago White Sox, 7.21. Randy Vasquez, Padres, 7.47. Like, the 5 is the disaster time zone here for us. And now you're looking at guys that are heavily into the 5s, 6s, and even mid-7s to lefties. Boy, like, this pen is going to get such a workout today when I start to put together some of these hitters in this lineup today. Unbelievable. Like, we're really going to have a fine-tooth comb, which we're probably going to leave several players and teams that aren't going to get that full, okay, let me get that gloss over because of how attractive and the low-hanging fruit that we're going to get today. Let's flip it over to right-handed batters. Now, granted, this is usually a lower number than lefties, where lefties have a special advantage built in, it seems like, on a day-to-day basis. There's a lot of guys within that 4.5 or higher to righties, but if we're just focused on, once again, that 5 range, Sugano for Baltimore, which pops up against righties, but he doesn't against lefties. Where is Sugano at here? If I look at lefties, he's 11th on the card there, 4.05, so not great there. But to righties, a 5.03. Antonio Senzatella for Colorado, 5.08 to righties. Mitchell Parker, there's our triple threat for today, guys, already that we're looking at. 5.46 total between lefty and righty batters. Mitchell Parker to lefties here, 5.08. Mitchell Parker to righties here, 5.63. So when I write down the triple threat, guys, right, that's where you want to start. The threes, I call them. Number one, Mitchell Parker is first on there. That means equal opportunity for a team total to get after him, a left-hand batter to get after him, and a right-handed batter to get after him, if the numbers match up with the teams that we're talking about here. So let's back up right now. So we have Mitchell Parker in there. Now, Senzatella, where did he pop up at? Because I want to see him on the lefty. Lefty's 3.95, so he's off of that one. So he's not a triple threat. Eric Fetty, as we just told you, 29th in totality on the card itself at 5.69. Eric Fetty to left-handed batters, 5.75. Eric Fetty to righties, 5.64. So number two, Eric Fetty on that card. And by the way, if I'm just not slipping this mind real quick here, St. Louis, where are you at? Yeah. Riddle me this, Batman. Fetty is pitching against Parker today, guys. That total's 8.5. Do we just go? Go on the over 8.5? Oh, we got options, people. It's a Friday. We're handicapping. We're having a lot of fun. It's Donnie Wrightside, solo mission. I'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn,
and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Yeah, we're getting after it there. Mitchell Parker and Eric Fetty should be automatic fades without even looking at the overall rosters themselves. Certainly is the bet that there may be a first five innings. Looks like his first five innings total in that game, 4.5. 4 with some juice, -150. 3.5 at -190. Not a bad option. They should be able to get 5 runs in that game as a way to bet that, because that's 2 of the worst pitchers on the card, triple threat lined up. We'll get to the players themselves, but those first two guys line up well. That's maybe an option to look at. Forget about the full game, 8.5, which probably should still get there. If you're just betting against those two pitchers being bad, 4 runs or so in the first 5 innings does make a lot of sense here in that spot. All right, let me just see here. Let's bring it back up with the statistics, see if we have anybody left, on this card that we really got to get to. Randy Vasquez, again, he is going to be a triple threat just about every time he's up on the card. So the third triple threat is going to be Randy Vasquez. That guy puts a ton of people on base. Doesn't strike out a lot, walks too many. Sooner than later, you dance with the devil, you are going to get burned. So we'll Randy Vasquez there as another pitcher on that card. Osvaldo Baido has been horrific to right-handed batters. He's at a 6.34. What was he again all the way through? Baido, 5.68, horrible pitcher. What has he done to lefties? He's still at a 4.92. So you know what? I'm going to write down Baido on here as well for the A's. He's close. Donnie, you don't want to bend the rules. I'm not really bending them here. He's got a 5.68 between lefties and righties combined. He's got a 4.92 to lefties, and he's got a 6.34 to righties. Like, that guy deserves to get exposed. So Parker will go Nats, just so I have the tags next to him. Fetty, St. Louis, Vasquez, San Diego, and Baido there for the A's. So we have options, man, right off the bat. Like, that's exciting. Like, some days you come into, like, ooh, I got to stretch it. Not very many good pitchers, or not bad pitchers, I should say, on the card today. You have a lot of options. And also understand this. For me, again, the formula, when I'm looking at team totals, I need to have it from both sides here. When you're taking a look at maybe, and this is where we differentiate each other, and I love to talk this stuff through, because, well, how do you come to those conclusions on what you actually like to bet and what you don't like to bet? If it makes sense, like there's 4 pitchers again on this card that are terrible, and you probably should just be able to fade regardless of lineup. Because even bad hitters should be able to hit bad pitchers in Major League Baseball. Parker, Fetty, Vasquez, and Baido. So, okay, they're the team totals. But Donnie, what do you do in situations where, let's just say, and I'm just using this name, it's not the case, where Tarek Skubal's a left-handed pitcher, and he dominates left-handed batters, but he's really bad against right-handed batters, right? So how do you handle that situation? Well, again, you would look at the lineup and say, well, of course I'm not going to take any left-handed batters against Skubal. But let's just say there's a right-handed batter in the lineup, and we'll call him Aaron Judge. And Skubal, for some reason, which he doesn't, struggle all that mightily with right-handed batters. And you say, okay, to lefties, he's got a 1.18 xFIP number. To righties, he's 5.64. Well, that way, you're not really going to look at that lineup and say, well, I really want the total there, because let's just say there's 4 lefties and 5 righties in the lineup, or 3 lefties and, you know, 6 righties in the lineup. Those 3 lefties are going to get neutralized, and they might come up with runners in scoring position and strike out, as opposed to putting the ball in play. I want to stay away from those situations. But if you do, which I'm probably going to get back into today, taking a look at the hits, runs, and RBI market, this is where it makes some sense. Or even the total bases for that player, and also just taking a look at the total hits for that player, which all factor in. RBI, yes, as well. Because if those power numbers are good and the xFIP is high, that means no strikeouts, fly balls, you get the point here, right? So if I'm looking and being honest, it's probably a decent way to play it out. Like, instead of going RBI prop, which I love, they're all plus money, you would put him in a hitter prop parlay with some other hitters that are really lined up and measured, depending on if you want to go 2, 3, 4, which gets a little tricky and interesting with big tickets there. But that's how you play it out. If you have a great pitcher on the mound but struggles against one side and you want to take a hitter in that lineup, just make sure you're using the underlying value of that hitter as opposed to, because here's where you get caught up and here's the situation I'll play out for you. Ready for this? Donnie, I really like, once again, Aaron Judge to get an RBI against Tarek Skubal. Fictional situation right now. The first two guys in front of Aaron Judge are left-handed batters. Again, Trent Grisham's in there, and let's just say Cody Bellinger, just using a fictitious lineup. Well, if you want Aaron Judge to get an RBI, and he goes, whoop, strikeout, first batter, whoop, strikeout, batter number two, because that's what he does, Tarik Skubal, and then it's like, okay, Aaron Judge, double in the gap. You didn't get anything out of that because there's nobody on base. Now, if all three were right-handed batters, you go, you know what? That's unbelievable for the third guy in the lineup, Aaron Judge, to be a right-handed batter. One of those righties is going to get on, and Aaron Judge can drive him in. Home run, double, triple, single, and cash in that ticket. Just be careful, because RBI props need the entire lineup to work for you to get that RBI, as opposed to, I just need a solo home run, which, as you know, as I do, is certainly tough to get. We'll be back. It's Friday. More Baseball Cafe next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Put your money where your mouth is, people. That's what they say. That's what we love to do, because today, Major League Baseball, we got some money-making opportunities with some fade pitchers on the card. Just told you, Mitchell Parker, Eric Fetty, and Randy Vasquez, along with Osvaldo Baido for the Athletics. They're guys you should target immediately based on team totals and just overall damage you should be able to do against them. Now, if we're taking a look at the individual statistics of these batters to now match up with the pitchers, that's where we're going to start and have some fun. So let me refresh my card for today. And we'll take a look now at some of these batters of how they play into some of the lineups that they're going up against here. And if you want to filter through, come on now. So I hit refresh and it knocks me out as always. So now as I wait here, May the 9th, come on, get through there. There we go. Now we're back in order. Let's take a look and go game by game today. And just take a look at some of these pitchers where maybe you're not fading, that maybe you should be able to take a look at fading some of these pitchers if that does make some sense. So if we're looking at Bryce Elder, in game number one today, 6:40 start, going up against Bailey Falter. That's Atlanta, and that's Pittsburgh. If you look at Atlanta's lineup, like, Falter's not a great pitcher. He's a lefty. Struggles more with lefty batters, as we said. So let me just take a look here at Falter. He is, where are you at, Falter? Falter as lefty on lefty here. Now, why isn't he showing up at this point? There he goes, 21st on the card at a 5.12. So you'd say to yourself, okay, well, Donnie, how does he do against right-handed batters? So we'll go Falter against righties. Man, he's not that bad, or is he really bad at this point? Sometimes I got, it looks like dyslexia where I can't find some of these guys. Bailey Falter, 15th overall, 4.21 against righties. So righties in the lineup that makes sense. Ozuna, Riley, high-weighted on base percentages will stay away. Sean Murphy's got some really good numbers there. But the lefties are where you want to focus. Verdugo's been terrible against lefties though in the season, so he's out. Matt Olson, not a lot of power numbers, but a high-weighted on base percentage and a decent strikeout number. Probably not going to factor in for him here. Ozzie Albies, bad. He'll be batting from the right-hand side, so that wipes him out. Michael Harris hasn't done much here. So even though there's a chance to fade Falter, not going to go in that direction. Bryce Elder, on the other hand, right-handed pitcher. His numbers through 138 batters. He's given it up for lefties and righty batters. O'Neill Cruz in that lineup always looks good. But if we're taking a look once again at Elder, let's go up and down the list to see. He's actually been very good against right-handed batters, but Cruz is a lefty. So let's flip it over now and take a look at left-handed side here, if we're looking there. Let's see, where are you at, Elder? As we slide all the way up and down the charts, Elder, Elder, Elder. We're down by the bottom. So 5.40 to lefty batters for Bryce Elder. So if we go back to the lineup, and again, sometimes you know, well, Donnie, how are you going to approach this? I just told you the explanation of thoughts on how you try to override situations and make them into more, you know, affable situations. From the batter's perspective, and you always run a column, right? Because it's very important. I'm old school. Like, some people type it out on a computer. I like to write things down. I have all the pitching needs I have in front of my face, but I just want to remember the batters as a quick, like, you know, browse over thought. Like, batters, non-RBI, and non-power numbers. That makes some sense against a pitcher. It's going to be Cruz. I'll write him down for Pittsburgh. Because if I want to use a HRR parlay, hits runner RBI, he's definitely going to factor in. Leadoff guy, going to get 5 at-bats. Elder struggles with left-handed batters. He's a lefty doing damage against righties. There's a good opportunity. And also understand this, 57-degree temperatures in Pittsburgh, which isn't great. But he's a lefty with a 10-mile-an-hour wind blowing out to right field. That helps. So batters there, O'Neill Cruz, Pittsburgh. He's getting written down right off the bat. But for the rest of the game, don't love it so much. Texas and Detroit. Patrick Corbin is on the mound. If we take a look at Patrick Corbin to righties, let me just get a sense of what he's doing, because that's really where the attack point's going to come. He's been okay. He's actually got a low ERA and a 4.01 xFIP number. So if you say, okay, to right-handed batters, Gleyber Torres is off the charts. Andy Abania, solid. Spencer Torkelson, very solid. Dylan Dingler, very solid. But, again, I just told you, Corbin hasn't been that bad. So some people said, well, I don't care, Donnie. Patrick Corbin's a bad pitcher. Let's just get after him. Patrick Corbin, again, to lefties here, is at a 5.16. So he's a lefty. You should be factoring in lefties, is theoretically what we're saying. On the totality here for Patrick Corbin, he's only a 4.24 on the season. Again, because he does better against right-handed pitching. So in this lineup today, lefties, Riley Green versus lefties, hasn't been that good this season. Zach McKinstry has been that good this season. So McKinstry might be a batter here that we take a look at. So we'll go McKinstry, and that is for the Tigers, because he actually does fairly well against that lefty-lefty combo, which Corbin struggles with. Could be an option. Not saying I love it, but we're just writing down those batters, sort of feel for that school of thought for later, where you get that idea of like, okay, where are we going tonight? Here's exactly what we're doing. Other side, Tarik Skubal's on the mound. I don't care what the statistics are for any one of those Texas Rangers hitters. We're off the board, which gets us to our main event. St. Louis and Washington. Theoretically, to me, the two worst pitchers on the card matched up today in a single game. It's this by far. You take a look at Mitchell Parker, 27th on the card, out of 30 pitchers. You're taking a look then for St. Louis, who again is Eric Fetty, 29 out of 30 pitchers. That's in totality. Lefty and righty batters, everybody should be able to eat in this game. So team totals for both sides do make some sense once we see these lineups come out. Maybe we'll make some adjustments there, but that's how I'm playing it out. But if I'm looking at a pitcher that's bad for both sides here, there's a lot of guys that make some sense. And usually it's the left-handed batters right out of the gate that you get excited with. So for me, we're going to write down the third game, and there's three batters right off the bat. It's going to be Abrams, who's doing damage against right-handed pitching. It's going to be James Wood, one of my favorite guys in Major League Baseball, under-the-radar guy, superstar in the making. And then we're going to go with Nathaniel Lowe. So I'm going to write him down. And that is three batters, all lefties. That's Washington. Now, also in this environment, like Cruz, as I told you, probably not maybe an RBI guy. Only way he might get it is for the home run, which he can get today. McKinstry does have good numbers. You know, not really a super, super power guy. But now you took a look at Abrams, Wood, and Lowe against a pitch that really stinks. Guys should be on the table for those guys left and right in this game going up against Fetty. So three batters for Washington. Now let's flip it over because on the opposite side, Mitchell Parker is a lefty, but he's been really bad against lefties. Let's see, where is he at for the, where's Mitchell Parker to righties here today? Mitchell Parker, 5.63 to righties. Let's start there because the lineup is not very good against left-handed pitching for St. Louis. But as I'm telling you, sometimes you can override those situations by saying this pitcher is bad against lefties and righties. Sooner than later, somebody's going to hit on that roster, and that's what you factor in. Not a ton of statistics, though. Like Lars Nootbaar gets on base versus left-handed pitching, but doesn't hit for power. Brandon Donovan might be the best overall batter in that lineup here at this point. Now, here's also where he sort of comes in to say, well, Donnie, explain to me how we can work on this and make it make some sense. Because if you're just looking at outlying situations, say, Donnie, what has Mitchell Parker done against the 175 batters that he's faced this season being a left-handed pitcher? If you're looking at the ISO power number against, it's 067. Lethally good. Weighted on base percentage, 268. Lethally good. You might be saying, Donnie, are we missing something here? Like, he has absolutely been phenomenal on the mound with ISO and weighted on base percentage against. Why would you like this lineup for what for St. Louis going up against him? Well, technically, I don't love it looking at the statistics. But you're betting on not what happened in the past. You're betting on the chances for him to blow up in the future are extensively high. When your xFIP is above 5, that means you're not doing a lot of things well. Too many fly balls, too many walks, and not a lot of strikeouts. That gets every pitcher in Major League Baseball in trouble, don't care how good your stuff is. So I'm nextly not necessarily loving this lineup. The best of it would be, so I write down number 4 team, would be the Cardinals. And we'll take a look at this, and that will be, and I wrote it down backwards, Brendan Donovan. So we'll go Donovan, Cards as a batter with possibilities tonight going up against Mitchell Parker. But you have to trust the statistics that you think are successful. And xFIP is a great, great determining factor on whether a pitcher's underlying value is worth it or not worth it. Forget about Mitchell Parker and what's happened to him for 175 batters, people. What's going to happen in the future if he keeps pitching this way? And maybe it's a blow up today. Just a shame we don't have a great, great lineup that you can really get behind. And Nolan Arenado, maybe on that card, I'll write him down with a question mark. More handicapping next on Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
In the commercial break, to try to speed some things up and handicap a little bit, I did take a look at that Milwaukee-Tampa Bay game, 7-5 start from Tampa, 80-degree temperatures, wind blowing out to right field tonight. Littell's done decently against right-handed bats, but struggling against lefties. Three lefties I wrote down for Milwaukee, Bryce Turang, Christian Yelich, and Jake Bowers. Those are the three that we're going after in that game as possibilities to use in hitter prop parlays and or RBI markets. Jameson Taillon going up against Clay Holmes today in New York. That is the Cubs and the Mets. We're not doing anything in that game. Two decent pitchers there. Two good guys. Look, batters, yes. I like the Cubs team. I do like multiple batters on the Mets. We're not playing anything tonight. Aaron Nola takes on Gavin Williams tonight. Now, Gavin Williams should be able to get hit, and the Philadelphia Phillies have been red hot on offense. If you want to just follow that betting pattern, be like, I'm just going to take a couple Phillies, you can do that, but it doesn't really fit into my scope where Gavin Williams has decent statistics here. I don't really want to go up. By the way, where is Gavin Williams to right-handed batters? He's 3.83. See that? And to lefties here, Gavin Williams. Where are you at, Gavin? You're a little bit lower down the list here? No, he's not. Where are you at, Gavin? Let's go. Parker Lorenz, they're at 12th. So no, he's been average. We're going to lay off of that game. By the way, Aaron Nola, not a great ERA guy. XFIP really likes him a lot, and he was great in his last start. So no action in that game today, which I would love, but cooler temperatures in Cleveland will lay off. Boston and Kansas City. Hunter Dobbins in the lineup tonight. As the pitcher, not a lot of, you know, batters against 74, but Dobbins pops up at a 4.71 xFIP to righties, and then to lefties for Dobbins, he's even a little bit higher. Yeah, he's actually seventh on the card, so no action there. I didn't have him pop up my initial card, but I just wanted to go for a back check. Michael Lorenzen, 4.75 to righties, so maybe an opportunity for like an Alec Bregman, but again, we want to stick to what we're doing best here. Let's go over lefties here. For Michael Lorenzen, and he is at a 4.11. So we'll stay away from that card. Look, there's a lot of options today. We don't have to bend the rules. We don't today. We have plenty of opportunities to get really good guys at the plate against bad pitchers. Take a look at Miami today. Max Meyer's on the line. Not going to go ahead, up against him. But Bryce Wilson is out there. He's got tattooed. But again, we're not talking about the greatest environment for hitting, which is in Chicago, but it is the White Sox. Stowers and Ramirez, two guys I've bet in the past, have really good numbers. But let me just see where Bryce Wilson is to right-handed batters. He's at a 4.41. So Stowers is a lefty and Ramirez is a righty. Now, Ramirez has crazy high statistics against righties. I don't know if I want to go up against that. But Wilson to lefties, he's at a 7.21. So Stowers is going to be on our list of batters. And again, Stowers from Miami. So let's write that down here. M-I-A. All right. So he'll be out of there. It's a shame we can't use more guys, right? Stowers has tremendous numbers. Xavier Edwards, bad. Wagamon, bad. Sanchez, bad. Augustin Ramirez, off the charts. Like, I almost want to take him just to take him because I know he's going to hit a home run tonight, but I'm not going to do that. We're going to stick with Stowers. He makes the most sense in that game plan tonight. All right. Let's keep it moving forward. San Francisco and Minnesota. Jordan Hicks on the mound didn't pop up on the radar, but Chris Paddock did. So Chris Paddock to right-handed batters is at a 4.21. We'll avoid that. Chris Paddock to left-handed batters, guys, 6.38. So you know we can get busy with this lineup tonight. So Yaz, we'll write him in, Yastrzemski, using the leadoff spot. So we'll go Yaz. And also, one of my favorite batters in baseball, Jung-Hoo Lee, he'll be in that lineup. Anybody else for lefties? No. Lamonte Wade doesn't have good numbers. The righties do got numbers, but also, righties and lefties, right? Yastrzemski lefty, Adamas righty, Jung-Hoo Lee lefty, Chapman righty, Flores lefty. That's the first five guys in the lineup tonight. All high-weighted on base percentages, and for the most part, very good walk percentages and K percentages, which means guys will be on base with legitimate chance to get RBI tonight. So San Francisco's got two batters. Yaz and Lee really showing up here. Let's continue. Cincinnati and Houston. Nick Martinez is on the mound, and I don't think he really popped up too much. 4.24 to righties. Nick Martinez. Do we have him as a left-handed guy? I don't think we did. No, he doesn't. So he's off the card. Not going to fade anybody there with the Houston Astros. By the way, don't have too many batters in there that I like anyway. Hunter Brown, sensational pitcher. Yep, skip that game altogether. San Diego. Here's where it starts to get fun again. Randy Vasquez is the worst pitcher on the card today. It's not even close. But he's going up against a terrible lineup today. But some of these guys check out. Like if we're going with, and again, I think we're going to get runs here out in Colorado. It would be Jordan Beck. So we'll start with Beck. McMahon also has good numbers. Going up against Randy, or I should say Randy Vasquez, who's bad against everybody. Who else in this lineup here? Looks like that's the best of it, though. So Beck and McMahon for Colorado. Put them down as numbers, and look at this, man. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 batters so far that we like, and we're like halfway between the cards so far. Antonio Senzatella, bad pitcher to righties, a 5.08 xFIP number. Where's Senzatella to lefties? Is he close? Is he bad? Is he having a good season? He's actually decent against lefties. So right-handed batters will be the focal point here if we're looking for the Padres. And that would be Fernando Tatis right off the bat. So Tatis pops right in here. Any other right-handed batters? Manny Machado's got a high or an average weighted on base percentage, but a lower ISO power number. Don't know if we want to go that route. More of the lefties here. It's a shame because we would love to fade Senzatella against righties. Or excuse me, lefties. But the righties are the looks like the against Xavier Bogaerts. Excuse me, Xander Bogaerts. Not great here. All right, Tatis goes down as a batter for San Diego. So we'll add him. Baltimore and Los Angeles, and that's the Los Angeles Angels here. Sugano, didn't we have him as a low number somewhere? Against righties, a 5.03. We have Sugano. We don't have him as a doubleheader, though. Where's Sugano? Must be doing better against lefties, which he does, 4.05, which isn't great. So right-handed bats against Sugano, 5.03. If you're trusting, boy, oh boy. I sit back and look at this. Like, is this a sneaky team total? Is this a sneaky team total for Baltimore? Neto's got crazy high numbers. Soler's got good numbers. Logan O'Hoppe's got good numbers. Moncada's a switch hitter, so he's a lefty, so we'll take him out. Kyren Paris has good numbers. As I take that deep breath right now. Struggling Sugano out here. Do we take him with right-handed batters? Do we trust that Angels lineup? Something certainly to ponder. We've got one more segment left. We've got three more games. Sort of write down some names to put on the list, and we'll do that next right here on Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Use statistics to your advantage. That's the goal. It's the way of Major League Baseball. It's the best sport in the world for statistics here. Let me bring up a game that we're going to talk about right now that's interesting. I just told you. I'm not really sure what to make of the Los Angeles Angels. Put a question mark against them. I'll look a little bit later. But a 9:40 start tonight on the West Coast. It's the Dodgers in Arizona. Roky Sasaki is on the mound. If we look at Sasaki's numbers to right-handed batters, he's average at about 4.38. But to left-handed batters, his xFIP number is sky high. It's 6.15. So you look at the lineup tonight for Arizona. Lefty and Carroll. Lefty and Marte. Lefty and Smith. Lefty and Naylor. Lefty and Alex Thomas. Lefty and Geraldo Perdomo. Some of those guys are switch hitters, but they'll be batting from the left-hand side. That's a team total for me. Like you say, okay, Donnie, Carroll's got crazy good numbers. Marte, the same thing. Pavin and Josh Naylor. Can't we just go for RBI props on those? I just think that's a sneaky team total tonight. So if I'm writing down Arizona, I wrote down all those left-handed batters in the lineup with maybe a chance that you can match them up. And I do think they're going to be really good. But that just seems like a team total type game that you can sink your teeth into. And usually we say, okay, give me a pitcher that's equal opportunity, as I like to say. Bad against lefties and bad against righties. Use it to your advantage. And you should do that. But when you have a lineup, which typically it's like, okay, from one side, it's like, well, we only got three lefties in the lineup where Roky Sasaki really struggles from. If you're going to get six left-handed batters in that lineup, and Sasaki isn't sensational against right-handed batters, he's got a 4.38 xFIP number, which is borderline bad. So a team total for Arizona might make some make a lot of sense tonight because of how much he struggles with lefties and the ability for the Arizona Diamondbacks to throw a ton of lefties at him. That's food for thought. One of those games that you might not think is on your card, might want to be on your card tonight as we see what those final lineups might come into be here. Seattle and Toronto. Kevin Gausman not on my card today. Either is Luis Castillo. All that much. But by the way, Castillo did pop up, though. Against righties, he's pretty good. Against lefties, where's Luis Castillo? I thought he had a little bit of problems here with that. He does. 5.53. Any lefties in the lineup in this one here that we can look at? Dalton Varsha, but only 12 at-bats. Not a great look here tonight for the Toronto game. Last game on the card tonight out in the West Coast, it's Sacramento time, baby. It's the Yankees and the A's. Will Warren on the mound, which he's not a great pitcher, but he didn't pop up too much on our numbers. Like against righties, he's got a 2.55 xFIP number, which is incredible. How about the lefties? What's Will Warren? He's got to get touched up somewhere, doesn't he? Nah, 4.11. So you can't even use, like, one of my favorite teams to use is Oakland. Like, they check out pretty well against right-handed pitching, but maybe not tonight against Will Warren. Osvaldo Baido brought him up to start the show. Bad pitcher across the board. So if we're looking at batters right off the bat, it's not a great lineup for the Yankees, per se. Goldschmidt, bad numbers against righties. Bellinger, nah. Volpe, nah. Wells, good power numbers, low-weighted on base percentage. Osvaldo Cabrera and Jurbit Divas, horrible numbers. But if we're just looking at the top three in that lineup that have to be written down, that's Grisham. Write him down, as well as Judge, and also Ben Rice. All make sense there for New York. Almost like one of those, we could do like a hit, an HRR parlay with just those three, probably would make some sense. But Baido's bad all the way around. He just is. And I do think that Aaron Judge has a legitimate chance to just blast one out of that yard tonight in that small minor league ballpark. So if we're looking today, the names that I've written down pitcher-wise, just equally bad across the board. Mitchell Parker, Eric Fetty, Randy Vasquez, and Osvaldo Baido. If we're looking at some of the batter props here, there's a lot. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24. We have 25 batters with a legitimate chance to put things together tonight. That's excitement for the card. Now, we'll whittle that down, and we'll make some adjustments here, and maybe even put together an alternate team total parlay if we even need to do that. But so many times I take those and they win, you go, like, wait a second. Like, you had four that was like a plus 110 that hit, but three of the four actually won overall. So if you just bet them individually, you'd make more money with it. See what I mean? We might just be firing multiple team totals tonight just based on pitcher fades, but we are going to be playing tonight. We just have to figure out the options of the hit run RBI market, which way we want to go there. Do we want to just go straight on some hitter props by themselves, like over 1.5 or over 2.5 in the hit run RBI market, or just the RBIs themselves? And then more importantly, taking a look at some of those team totals. So the pathway is there today. Love it. On a Friday, it's excitement. Games start later tonight. This card is just about as good as it's going to get. You know me. When those plays are out there, we'll put them out. Thanks for tuning in today to Moneyline on a Friday. We'll see you on Monday for Donnie Wrightside and Chris on the Wheels of Steel. Thank you. We'll be back.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.